Hi guys, right, we've just watched the third one, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. I've got absolutely bonkers.
You want to get into radio broadcasting, you've got a long way to go, sir.
Oh, shut it. Right, so, what did you think of that one, Ollie?
Probably the best one so far, so,
yeah. I have to agree, actually, this is probably, so far.
Unfortunately, it's set to take an anti-climax with the Goblet of Fire, which is...
Well, we'll soon see.
Would you agree, Ollie, that the Goblet of Fire is a weak...
I don't know really. It kind of adds the Goblet of Fire. Well, this is the Prisoner of Azkaban, but the next one we're gonna watch is Goblet of Fire, and it's apparently meant to be a big thing with this storyline.
Well, we're only one way to find out, and that's of course to watch it. So that's what we're gonna be doing here at We Do Tech and WeDoGames.net. Make sure that you check out the website, and as usual, find out what we think online. And if you have something to say, then please do say it. What are you doing?
Looking for the guy off X Factor's name on it.
Oh, yes, of course. The guy off X Factor, aka Paige, is in Harry Potter. But he doesn't appear to be showing on any credits, Solly.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, maybe he's not important enough.
Oh, I don't know. He probably is, but he just can't find him.
Well, I have to totally agree with you. I think this is my favourite one so far. I'm going to give this a 9. Yes, a 9 out of 10.
I'm afraid I have to disagree. I'm going to give it a 10.
Can you give it I don't think it's perfect. I think hopefully we should be giving the new film a 10. Well, there's only one way to find out.
9.5.
9.5.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, check us out at WeDoTech.net, WeDoGames.net, and we'll see you later. Ciao. Adios.